Phone Boy Speaks, episode 485, Heartbleed, Who Cares?
I think the information security industry has really missed an opportunity with Heartbleed. There's been a whole lot of, of press about it, of course, and people are being told to change their passwords and stuff. But I think at the end of the day, most people look at, when they hear the facts about Heartbleed, they kind of look at it and go, why should I care? What does it matter that my username and password for Gmail or whatever might be out there? And so. In information security, of course, we understand all of those risks, and so we look at the steps to mitigate that as fairly simple, and so we do them. Most people look at it and go, well, my risk has gone from infinitesimally small to a fraction of a percent, right? And so there's not enough risk for people to change their behavior, and it's like, okay, well, all this there's no clear and present danger that something bad is going to happen as a result of Heartbleed. So I don't see it, and there's not enough evidence there to make me go, well, okay, maybe I should change my password. Now, granted, if it's a banking site that potentially had Heartbleed, then yeah, you should change your password. I think even most normal people would understand that, right? But when you get into the nuanced explanation of Heartbleed, don't change your password until the site's updated a certificate, and they've patched, for OpenSSL or whatever, that's beyond most people. I mean, convincing people to change their passwords, you're going to be a small subset of the population that's willing to do that. And then when you say, oh, also check the SSL certificate before you do it, then you've lost, 99% of those people. And so I think this is the challenge we have is, getting people to care enough to do the right thing so that they understand, they may have understood what happened, but how does it affect them? And they look at it for themselves and they do their own risk assessment and they say, well, yeah, I mean, it's not a big enough risk for me to go through the extra effort to now have to remember a new password, right? Because most people don't have the memory to learn passwords. That's why they use the same username and password everywhere, guys. Most people don't have either have the memory to have passwords, so they have to write them down, which is maybe not as secure either, or they have to use a password manager, which, I went through using LastPass to change all of my passwords that Heartbleed, was affected by. And there's a few other passwords I changed that, let's face it, were very weak and I needed to change anyway. So I took the opportunity to do some password cleanup. But, LastPass, as good as it is, right? I mean, I had some issues with it because, usually LastPass will detect a password change, at least on some sites, but on other sites it doesn't. So in addition to changing the password on the website, I'm now going to go into LastPass and change the password too, right? So, the usability of these tools, right, leaves a lot to be desired. And I like LastPass. I think it's a great tool, and it's for propeller heads like myself. It does make the process easier, but for normal people, right, they look at this whole thing and go, why should I care, right? This is a big problem we have in the information security industry, making normal people that aren't in information security care enough to start doing the right thing. And that's where we've failed as an industry. And I include myself in that. I mean, and it's, again, trying to explain to normal people why they should do something about Heartbleed, change passwords and stuff. It's, yeah, they just don't see it. And unfortunately, I can't make them see it, right? I mean, I think, we can do our best to explain it and try to get people to at least use different passwords. I think, it's all about the small things, right? I think for maybe the most important stuff, you definitely want to have different passwords on things. But for lower stuff, maybe you don't do that. I don't know. I mean, the problem is, information security hasn't really been able to break through to the normal people, because normal people just kind of go, whatever, it doesn't really impact me that much. And so that's what it is. And so until we can change that, it's not just raising awareness, but actually making people care enough to do the right thing. And once we've done that, then I think we can start moving the ball with user awareness. And so I kind of understand why some people are kind of down on the whole user awareness training and stuff and information security. because it fundamentally comes down to people not caring. And that's, you know, and once you get past that, I mean, you know, again, I think there are ways to do it, but it's to do it on a small scale, maybe, but to do it on a massive scale, well, it's going to take some time. And, you know, the industry did, you know, had an opportunity to do something positive in make people care about it. But unfortunately, they didn't really do that. I mean, I think they did a good job of raising awareness, but unfortunately, the making people care, well, they failed. And you know, hopefully we learn from our mistakes, and ultimately it's going to have to be an even bigger incident, I think, to get to get people to actually care and actually do something different with their own personal information security. But we got a ways to go there, I think.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.